May God's word only be spoken and God's word only be heard. Amen. Please be seated. Once upon a time, over in Montana, or maybe it was Wyoming, anyway, it doesn't matter. There was this cowboy who was driving his four-wheel drive, heavy-duty, dually pickup truck down a hard, scrabble, dusty road. His dog was riding in the truck bed, and he was pulling his favorite horse in the trailer behind. He failed to negotiate a curve and had an awful accident. Sometime a little bit later, a state trooper arrived on the scene. An animal lover, the trooper saw the horse first, realized the seriousness of the horse's injury, drew his 9mm revolver, and put the animal out of its misery. He then walked around the side of the car and the truck and saw the dog lying in critical condition. He couldn't bear to hear the dog whine in pain, so he too put it out of its suffering with a shot. Finally, he found the cowboy, who was suffered with multiple fractures off in the tall weeds. The trooper asked, "Hey, mister, how you feeling?" The cowboy took one look at the trooper smoking 9mm and said, "Never felt better in my life, sir. Thank you very much." Misguided mercy? Or does mercy overrule? In today's gospel, Jesus calls attention to the hypocrisy of religious practices which ignore human needs. It's the story of the healing of the bent-over woman on the Sabbath. When Jesus proclaims that he is Lord of the Sabbath back in chapter 6 of Luke, he proclaims that the welfare of individuals must take priority over superficial religious customs, or any kind of customs for that matter. In the beginning of today's gospel, Jesus is again teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath. We have this bent over woman who appears with a spirit who has crippled her for 18 years. Even though her lack of ability to stand up straight doesn't motivate her to approach Jesus and plead for relief, Jesus calls her over. Without further conversation, he heals her and lays hands on her. As a result, she can walk upright again. And she responds to this miraculous healing by praising God. Now, what we've seen here simply is a healing and a gracious woman, right? Is it simple? We see the lady is very gracious because she is praising and glorifying God. But not so fast, my friends. Here we have a synagogue leader entering the story. He takes exception to Jesus working on the Sabbath. Jesus replies by calling the leader and his followers hypocrites. Now, Jesus called his audience hypocrites last Sunday, or last Wednesday. During the readings, folks could see weather signs and predict the future, but they couldn't see the signs of Jesus' kingdom right in front of their noses. When reading Luke's gospel, we must remember that the author uses the word hypocrite to describe anyone who can't recognize the coming signs of the kingdom. Jesus argues against the synagogue leader and his followers by bringing up the silliness of being unable to tie domestic livestock so they can drink on the Sabbath. Being able to untie the livestock and let them drink on the Sabbath, but not being able to release this woman from her bondage. Jesus' rebuttal is clever as ever, because in one part of the Mishnah, which is a collection of Jewish books of the law, untying an ox or a donkey on the Sabbath was forbidden. In another part, it was allowed. Sounds like some parts of the Bible that contradict itself, doesn't it? Well, Jesus is saying that her ailment has her in bondage by Satan, which was typical thinking in the first century Palestine. But Jesus says God's activities counteracts all evil involved. Jesus is emphasizing that the Sabbath tradition includes being released from bondage, slavery, or affliction, as well as being a time for rest. The Sabbath's purpose is to encourage, not forbid, works of compassion. Now, I'm not talking about cutting your grass. What I'm talking about is helping others and doing works to help others heal. So whoop-de-doo about first century Palestine. Let's bring it to good old 2019. Let's try to put ourselves in the woman's shoes. Imagine what it would be like to be summoned to Jesus' presence. Have him lay his hands on you and be healed after 18 years of suffering. I've known people who have had that kind of epiphany, had that kind of relief from suffering. Do you? Perhaps it was during a Eucharist around a fire at a church camp many years ago. Perhaps it was during a demonstration about someone's rights or an improper court ruling. Perhaps it was during a 12-step meeting. Maybe during the laying on of hands during one of our Anglican church liturgies. A celebrate recovery liturgy. In private prayer with your priest. Or there's many other times that you or someone you know could have received some sort of monumental healing. What we can learn from her reaction is that maybe we don't praise God enough. Perhaps we confuse our priorities with God's and aren't merciful enough. Now, I know it's not typically Episcopalian to raise our hands in prayer or respond to the preacher's words with amen, hallelujah, or praise God during a sermon. Why is that? Why not? I talked to Cheryl about not doing her grocery list during the sermon. Maybe I should do an inventory about others. And she wasn't doing it. I was just messing with her. Perhaps as Episcopalians, we can do more in showing our faith. Perhaps we can be more active, more vocal in showing our faith. Showing our faith by praising God more outwardly, expressively, emotionally. I hope this day you'll remember it was God who healed you, your loved ones, and your neighbors. I pray you will be thankful that God heals those who are different than you. I pray you will offer more praise, outwardly visible praise, to the Holy Trinity. I pray you will remember the Sabbath, that it's not only a day of the week, but it's a day of spiritual practice where you can offer more space for God in your life. I pray we make more room for God in our life on a Sabbath and keep mercy a higher priority that overrules and follow the footsteps of that state trooper trying to be merciful. In the name of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.